This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The 2018 legislative session begins tomorrow in Pierre. It's the final session of Governor Dennis Dugard's tenure. The session is forecast to be light on new state spending, but full of discussion on lawmaker pay and South Dakota's ballot question system. The legislature will also likely take up stiffer penalties for methamphetamine dealers, data breach measures, and more discussion on a meandered waters bill. Lawmakers will also rework the current state budget and develop the fiscal standards for the next one. The session begins with Governor Dugard's State of the State address on Tuesday and concludes in March. And coverage of the State of the State address begins tomorrow at 1 o'clock Central Time, noon Mountain Time on SDPB Radio, SDPB-TV, SDPB.org, and online at SD.net. And if you're unavailable or unable to connect with those platforms, you can also follow SDPB News for live tweeting during that speech and for reaction from lawmakers. Much of South Dakota will see another day or two of above normal temperatures this week, but Matthew Dukes with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls says a powerful storm could bring serious travel difficulties to the region by Wednesday.
You know, that's why we've kind of told folks over the next 2 to 3 days, step outside and enjoy the warm air. Our temperatures here Monday through Wednesday will be nearly 15 degrees above normal, near 40 degrees, in fact, in many areas. But as you know, we're in the heart of winter right now, and that can change on the flip of a dime here. And by Wednesday into Thursday, we are looking at a fairly significant winter storm moving into the region.
Duke says some areas East River could end up with significant snowfall Wednesday and Thursday, with the storm followed by more Arctic air from Canada. In the near term, partly cloudy this afternoon and warmer, highs in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. This is SDPB News.